Bay and around the world. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are so glad to be with you today. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, live right here in the studio. Nan will be joining me, and then Cindy will be joining us in just a little while for an amazing anointed show. And we're just glad that you are joining us, whether here in the Tampa Bay area or through our wonderful partners now at Starcom Media Network, where we are now heard and have been since January in several cities across the United States and several countries. So wherever you are listening to us today, God bless you. Have a great day. It is gorgeous in Tampa Bay, Florida today, I gotta tell you. It is perfect. Maybe, I don't know if it can get any better than this. It's just so beautiful out there. Nan, don't you think it's gorgeous?
Oh, it's awesomely gorgeous. I was telling my roommate, I said, when I get back, we got to hop into the pool. It's like looking great.
Yes.
It's the perfect great.
It really is that great weather right now.
The water's just what it needs to be. And yeah, it's just great. It's much better than we had a few days ago.
Right. And if any of you are thinking about a vacation, why don't you try Tampa Bay? It's a great area. And this station is in Clearwater, gorgeous. So is our ministry in Clearwater, Florida. And if you are here on a Friday night, we'd love you to join us for our Friday gathering. And it is every Friday night, and we meet currently in the Ramada Inn in Clearwater, 3580 Almerton Road. And we begin right around 6 with a prayer meeting, 6:30 with Bible study and praise and worship. Everybody is welcome. We would love to have you. As you face the hotel, look at the front right corner, and we have a nice, beautiful building there with a separate entrance. So we welcome you to the Friday gathering, and we're glad you're tuned in today to this show. So welcome every single one of you. It's a joy to be able to spread the good news of the gospel in this way. Last week, we talked about the fact that we have just finished our 9th year on the air on this show, and we have just started our 10th year. So it is a real joy to be on the air this long at Tan Talk 1340 and to be a part of this radio team here. As the years have progressed, we've gone from what started out to be a one-hour show, then to a 90-minute show, and then a few years back, a two-hour show. And Nan, sometimes we, even at the end of 2 hours, we're going, boy, I wish we had more time, right?
It's amazing. You know, I said that equates to 1 2-hour movie.
There you go.
Or 4 30-minute programs.
There you go.
And sometimes that time seems to go by slow, you know, when you're watching it. But, buddy, a radio show goes fast.
Oh, it does. So, you know, we just have so much joy doing this program. You can actually weigh in, send a comment to us. On our Google Voice number now. We are using that for people to call in instead of emails. And instead of trying to surf through emails while we're on the show, it's just easier for the Google Voice texting. You can text us, 727-888-4171. I'm going to give you that number again, and that is the official phone number for the ministry, 727-888-4171. If you want to comment, you want to ask a question during the show, I check my phone periodically. Those texts come directly to me. So we would love to hear from you during the show or anytime, 24/7, 365. You can use our Google Voice number, 727-888-4171. Looking forward to this show today, Nan. We have been in a series called Walking in Prevailing Peace. That's peace that overcomes no matter what you're going through. That's peace that absolutely takes you through some of the hardest things in our lives. It's learning to walk in that kind of peace, overcoming peace. And I think we're on our third or fourth show of that series. If you've missed any of these prior, you can go to our website, which is www.BOHM, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com, or you can go to the Tan Talk website, tantalk1340.com, go to podcasts, and then go down and look for the show Living the Good Life. And that's how you access the previous shows. At the end of each month, our webmaster takes all the shows from this show, Living the Good Life, and our other show, which airs on Thursday night, and puts them on our websites, because we have two different websites. For this show, the website is bohmglobal.com, and we have 350 or more shows on that website. We welcome you to access those and listen to them. On our Thursday night show, it's a life coaching show, and what a blessing. It's with me with my other name, Mama Mac, because that's what my daughters-in-law call me. And family members, Mama Mac. So it's with me, Mama Mac, and with one of the people from our ministry, Dr. Angel Falzoni, who is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. So the Thursday night show airs at 6:06 p.m. Eastern time on this station. Then it airs on the weekends three or four times on Starcom Media Network, as does Living the Good Life, this show. So we're getting a lot of airplay. We're getting a lot of response from people, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, our Google Voice number is 727-888-4171. We're going to talk about peace today, Nan.
Woo! Ooh, I love it. Can I say something about the
you
Thursday night show?
You may. Please do.
You know, you've been my pastor for many years now, and I've known Angel, Dr. Falzoni, many years
doctor?
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor. The doctor. And I know y'all's lives. I know what you live. I mean, I spent social time with
sure.
both of you.
Sure,
and,
yeah,
and,
you do.
And God has just allowed me that mm-hmm. opportunity. And it's so cool to see you guys in that show and just how things go with that show and how anointed that show is. I know y'all's lives, you know, and that's it makes it special to me. I can listen in if I'm not here. I'm normally not here. I can listen in and I can say, I know them. I know how they live. I know their lives before people. And what y'all say is heartfelt. You know, what y'all say comes from examples of people that y'all have counseled with over
right.
the years.
Right.
Angel, the doctor and her counseling, you know, what she does and what you do and what y'all have done. It's really exciting. It's not just two people and they're trying to talk. It's two anointed people. And it's two people who have a background and have a knowledge and wisdom to be able to share it with the callers.
Well, I really appreciate that, Nan. And we do love doing that show. It's called Go Yard, which means hit a home run in life instead of striking out. Go Yard, and it is a joy. It's a life coaching show. It's a counseling show, really. Mm-hmm. We take calls, actually, and text on that show. It's 1 hour long on Thursday nights during drive time. So tune in and get acquainted with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel, because we have a lot of fun. We're going to start the show today with a song. We've got such great music these days in contemporary Christian music. This one is a song by Paul Baloche, and it is Just to Be With You.
Lord, my life is an empty cup. Here's my heart, would you fill me up? I'm face to the ground, forsaking my pride, leaving my will, my burdens behind. All I want, all I need is just to be with you, just to be with you. I have come to the end of me, and there's nothing I have to bring. What you said I belong, you say I am yours. Nothing compares to knowing you more. All I want,
just to be with you. Here I am at your feet, just to be with you, just to be with you.
Praise God. I love that song. Just to be with you. It's what it's all about, to just be with him in his presence. Let's begin with prayer, and then Nan's got something. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be with you on the air today and to encourage our listeners worldwide that you care about every detail of their lives. Lord, we just thank you that you are the Prince of Peace and you are our mighty God. You're our counselor. You're our everlasting Father. Lord, we thank you that we can run to you with our concerns, our needs, our worries, our anxieties, everything, and we can present them to you and you will see us through. And Lord, right now, we just ask that this show would minister powerfully to our listeners scattered around the globe, that they would hear about your presence in their lives. And Lord, our desire is just to spend more time with you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As often happens, as these songs happen, a lot of times Nan gets a poem that God gives her, and so we want you to share that, Nan, and then Cindy just called in, and we'll get with Cindy in just a second.
Great. It's titled, I Need Your Peace. I am facing so much right now in life. The weight is heavy with much strife. I need you to help me through it all. That is what to you I now call. I desire to have the peace that you give, that peace I can receive. I reach out to receive. I desire to breathe in all that is there. I will claim it now, right now, during prayer. I know that you have so much for me. Help me. I desire to believe and receive. They say that you can have such in my life. Please help me now through all of this strife.
Oh, great. Praise God. That's from the viewpoint of the listeners, isn't it?
Yes,
and
it is.
And that's cool how God gave that. Woo, thank you, Nan, for sharing that. God does use her with that poem ministry. Cindy Logan in Indiana, how are you, my friend?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
Hey, Cindy.
Enjoying this beautiful weather we're having.
You're having beautiful weather in Indiana? That's good. Okay, that's great.
We are.
And as you know, go ahead.
I was going to say it can't decide if it wants to be summer or fall, so we need a little bit of both in the weather.
All right.
Turn the heat on or the air conditioning, you know. It's just one of that kind of time.
That kind of time, yeah, that Indian summer.
It's wonderful.
Indian summer. In Indiana, yes, I remember it well. Cindy, you were from my church in Indiana that I pastored for 7 years, and I thank God for you and how you have become a part of Beacon of Hope Ministries, as has Betty and her daughter Megan from up there and others. And we are so blessed to have you as part of our radio team, and we want to send out our prayer support and our just our greetings to Betty, who's in St. Vincent's Hospital Heart Center in Indianapolis. And a week ago tomorrow she had a heart attack and underwent triple bypass open heart surgery on Thursday. So she's not on this show today, and she was scheduled originally. So Nan's filling in for her. And what a joy, Cindy and Nan, to know that no matter what difficult things come in our lives, God is there to see us through. And Betty is doing great. She's up walking today. Her daughter sent me a video. She's walking with a walker around the halls of the hospital. She'll go home probably in a couple days. And God has seen her through a huge thing that's happened to her, but yet she's healthy and whole now. Praise God.
one thing, knowing Betty, as she's walking around with that walker, she's probably sharing Jesus.
I'm sure she is.
She's sharing her Lord.
She's saying God gets the glory and the praise for this.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Cindy, we're so glad you're with us. And, yeah, we miss Betty, but it's good to have both you and Nan here today. And, Cindy, we've been talking about the peace of God that is more than just a temporary, oh, I feel good today, happy. We're not talking about happy. We're talking about calmness, tranquility. We're talking about the peace that nobody can really understand unless you've experienced it with God. And when we have that kind of peace, it's life-changing, isn't it, Cindy? Woo.
It is, and this thing happening with Betty is a great example because when I got word of that, I mean, that would put a lot of fear in a person or in their family.
Right.
Oh, my God, my mom's had a heart attack. I mean, you know, it was like, wow. And this peace just came over me when that happened with God saying, she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I got her.
Right.
And Betty's faith, I knew, would come through and see her through this. And, I mean, personally, I just believe that, you know, it wasn't Betty's time to go.
Oh, no.
God has got too much work for her to do in this ministry.
Absolutely.
And then that peace just came over me, and I knew that she was going to be all right. And
right.
The thing about it is, on the other side of this, her healing and coming out, that faith of hers is going to be so much more amplified.
It is.
And the peace in knowing that even through these traumatic situations, God has got us in his hands. He's going to see us through us, and on the other side of it, we have that peace of knowing when we encounter these difficulties or setbacks, whatever you want to call them, tragedies, you know, that you can still have that peace and know
Amen.
Everything's going to turn out all right.
Oof. Amen, Cindy.
That's just a big, big witness, this thing with Betty.
It is.
God's going to use it for his glory.
Yes.
And I have to give God a shout out right now, praise for my situation.
Okay.
And it took a long time for him to birth what he had going, but he already knew what he was going to do and what doors he was going to open. And looking back on all of it, it's just so peaceful in my spirit to know that he had it all figured out all along.
Right.
And it all worked out to the way he wanted it to, and I can sit here in peace now. I have that inner peace now.
Amen.
Knowing that I can accomplish what needs to be taken care of with his help and with what he's done and the doors that he's opened for me.
So you're talking your job situation, right? Which has changed. Okay. Praise God.
It has. It really has. It has changed my financial situation.
Praise God.
Tremendously.
Praise God.
I mean, I begged and begged and I pleaded to God to do what he said he would do. And you remember that I said it on the radio. God, you promised me this blessing.
Yes.
Financial prosperity.
Right.
All these things you know I need, you have promised me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did come through, it was better than I ever
Amen.
Imagined. I mean, I had my eyes on jobs that had benefits. But the benefits with this job are almost unheard of.
Well, praise God.
They're like no other. I mean, it's over the top in benefits.
You know,
so you can't outdo God. You cannot outdo him.
You know, this is so interesting because in the midst of this difficult week that a lot of us just have come through, especially in the situation with Betty, and maybe some of you out there have a lot of stuff going on in your life and you said, wow, this has been a hard week. But when you get to that point where you see God moving in your life and in your situation, like now this with you, Cindy, with the job, with Betty and the surgery, we just thank God that he is moving and loves us so much. Nan, do you want to comment on this? Cindy's fired up today. Look at that.
Cindy's fired up.
So whoa. I am. I'm so blessed.
You are. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, it's just, I'm not watching it, but there's a TV in here in the studio, and they're playing a soccer game.
Okay.
And playing that game, it reminded me of people just need to get in the game.
There you go.
They need to get in the game. Yes, pieces available for you, prevailing pieces available for you. You got to get off the sidelines and get in the game.
Amen.
And, you know, there's training times, and they have training times for this game, and they get together and train. And that's kind of what we do, metaphorically, to compare. That's what we do at Friday Night Bible Study. That's what we do on the radio show. We're just talking about prevailing peace. We're like getting our training.
Right.
And then when we go out into our lives, we'll call that the game. And we can go through there, and we can hit the goal, and we can get going because of prevailing peace within our lives.
Oh, amen. It's a peace that is not even able to describe sometimes. It's Cindy, I'm like you. This past week, regardless of our concern for Betty, who you and I have known for, 30 years or so? I mean, a long time that we've known her, you know, and been in ministry with her. And to have one of our own have to go through something this difficult, yet we knew God was going to be there, and he was. And her family, Megan, who is also one of our radio team members, of course, was right there. Her husband, Joe, Ben's husband, Ben, the babies, Andrew and Zoe Grace, the whole family has been really united around Betty. And what a joy to know how, and she's had so much support and prayer support. It's just a joy, isn't it? Before we get to Psalm 147, where we're going to start there, I want you to comment on all of that, Cindy, if you will. Or what, comment on whatever you feel led to comment on.
Well, yeah, it just goes back to that inner peace of, and then you, when you have the support of your family drawing in close to you and being there through all of this for Betty, just knowing that something like this does pull families together. I'm going through some situations of my own in my own family. I've got a lot of death lately, a lot of death in my family members, some friends, close friends. People I've known for years.
Wow.
And recently a lot of funerals and showings, and I'm going to one this afternoon, which there was, this is a man who's my aunt's brother-in-law, so my uncle's brother.
Okay.
Cancer. Yeah. But my mother and her sister had a little kiss between them over some nonsense, and they hadn't been speaking.
Oh, so boy.
All of a sudden, death in the family causing them to speak again.
There you go.
Drawing them closer to one another.
And
it's like, when this stuff happens, all that junk that we humans put on ourselves and between us in families doesn't even matter anymore. It just melts away. It's gone.
You know,
that stuff is irrelevant.
You are so right. And you, of course, we don't have the show scripted. We don't know where God's leading us. We have a general idea, but we just let the Holy Spirit lead. And that is a perfect segue into the fact that so often what keeps people, families, relationships, church members, whatever, keeps people from that really wonderful peace is this whole area called hurts and disappointments and resentments and bitterness. And I want to start today in Psalm 147 with the first three verses, and then we'll get your take, Nan and Cindy, on this. Psalm 147 says this: praise the Lord. It doesn't say, if you feel like it, praise the Lord. Does anybody see if you feel like it right there? No. It just says, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. And verse 3 is the one I really want to hit. Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I'm going to say that one more time. Psalm 147, verse 3. He, meaning God, heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I tell you, I have seen this so much through my life. And Cindy, what you're talking about, you're saying here that a death in the family caused people that had been kind of antagonistic towards each other to bind together in this time, right? Isn't that what I hear you saying?
And even in Betty's situation, an illness, a death, a tragedy, it binds people together. And it makes
it
all
does.
That hurt and those grudges and that animosity between each other, it disappears because it's no longer important.
Exactly. It shifts our focus, doesn't it, when we're going through difficult times. Nan, do you want to comment on that? No, not necessarily. Okay. Okay, that's fine. So what we're talking about here is the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus. Isaiah 9:6 was written by the prophet Isaiah 700 or 800 years before the Messiah, Jesus, came to this earth. And he said in Isaiah 9:6 that he would be the mighty God, the eternal Father, the wonderful counselor, and the Prince of Peace. And Jesus is, this is his code name, if you will, okay? It's Prince of Peace. It's his, it's who he is. It's his nature. It's also, he is Counselor. He is Mighty God. He is Eternal Father. But the one we're teaching on right now is Prince of Peace. He is the one that came to this earth to bring us the knowledge of himself to such an extent that we can have this kind of peace. And so in Psalm 147:3, it says the Lord heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. And Cindy, a good point you just made. There are times that he does that through, maybe it's kind of like getting our focus on what's really important, don't you think? Instead of the fight or the argument or the hassle, whatever was going on, stress, whatever. Don't you think, Cindy?
That's just what I continue to keep thinking about when I see all these other situations around me. It's like, if God took that person away from you tomorrow and you don't have another day to spend that time with them, is that little argument or that little thing you don't like between you really important?
There you go.
I mean, the important stuff is this is your family. This is your loved one. They may no longer be here on this earth with you. So, you know, I mean, we put all that stuff in our daily lives as important, or we get upset, or they hurt our feelings, or maybe it's bigger than that. They may have really hurt us.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, we don't know what's in God's plans for us or that person, that today is the only time that it really makes a difference or matters what that relationship is or what it's about.
Right.
And, I mean, you can go to Jesus and ask him for that peace in a situation where you've been hurt, and he can heal that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what the peace does, and you can get it taken care of before death occurs or
that's
some
right.
tragedy where you no longer
yes.
have that opportunity to make it right with that person.
Absolutely. And, you know, the focus of this show today is about being brokenhearted, being hurt, being resentful, and having things that have happened to all of us in our lives. We've all had situations. You can't look at even a pastor or evangelist on TV and think they've never had something like this, because hurt, brokenness, you know, pain, emotional pain and suffering is part of life. We all have to go through this, but it's what happens as a result of that that is important. Nan, do you want to comment on that?
What I thought of was he heals the brokenhearted.
Yeah.
You know, I was married twice to the same man.
There you go.
And the first time...
You didn't get it right the first time, so you tried again,
and
right?
And it didn't work then either.
Just don't mention his name, okay?
You didn't give up.
I did. I tried. I didn't give up. My parents said, if you do it a third time, we're disowning you. You know? But that first time, I mean, it comes to kind of my mind's eye that I can remember the hurt and the pain.
Yes.
Because, see, I wasn't wanting that.
Yes.
And he did. And it was like, I can remember just laying across my bed, just crying, God, 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 you know. And I went through a lot of emotional distress mm-hmm. as a result mm-hmm. of that separation and divorce.
Right.
That was very, very
the
hard
first
for
one.
Me. The first one was very hard for me that way.
Evidently, the second one was okay, Cindy. What are you thinking?
Well, it was not okay either.
I think her feelings were a little different the second time.
I think so, yeah.
The second time we had a child, and that makes all the difference in the world and the nastiness and stuff that goes on. But, you know, it was, I can remember, I was just so heartbroken to see what my son was dealing with and with stuff and on and on and on. And, you know, but it's interesting how time and God heals that kind of stuff.
Oh, amen.
You know, and I see my son and he doesn't, he's 24 now, and he doesn't seem to have any animosity towards his father or his stepmother. You know, we don't talk about them, or, you know, it's just, there's no point of even discussing anything that happened.
But there's no...
There's no, I mean, it was to the point that I was actually invited to my ex-mother-in-law's funeral.
There you go.
That was a big deal.
That's a healing.
For both of us. That was a big deal for both of us. And my son, you could tell, stressed what's going to happen with mom and dad, you know. And I went to shake his hand and he hugged me.
Yes.
My ex-husband hugged me. And so, it, you know, God does that.
Woo, praise
God. Couldn't have, if I'd have been holding on to all the crappy from the past and all the nastiness and all the everything that went on, first of all, I wouldn't have gone to the funeral.
Right.
Secondly, if I'd have gone to the funeral, it had been real just stressful for me and anyone around me because they could have sensed that. But God healed my brokenheartedness.
Amen.
And I am very thankful for that because that is a weight. It's a weight that you drag around with you.
It is.
That it's a brokenheartedness. But you just drag it around.
Right.
Let it go. Let God heal you. Let God's prevailing peace move into your situation and help you get past that and leave that stuff behind because you can't truly move forward in what God has for you if you're hanging on to all this stuff.
You preach it there, Nan. I mean, yes, golly, ma'am. Cindy, listen to her go.
Cindy and I are both doing it today.
You both are fired up. But you know what? We're fired up, audience, because we know. We know that we know that we know that we know that no matter how painful life has been for you, no matter how difficult it has been, no matter how many hurtful experiences, God is the healer. And it says right here in Psalm 147, verse 3, one more time, He, God, heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Why are we fired up and excited? Because this is the good news of the gospel. And Isaiah 61, verse 1, which Jesus quoted in his first sermon in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because God has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted. And Jesus quoted that and he said, that's why I'm here. I'm here to heal the brokenhearted. Cindy, doesn't this just get you going here? I mean, just excited about what God can do for our listeners. Woo!
It does. And I sit here, listen to Nan, and men, relationships with men have broken my heart so many times. When I love someone, I love them wholeheartedly with everything I've got.
Boy, we could all chime in on that, right?
Oh, when you put that much energy in a person and you love them that way and then they break your heart.
Right, sure.
It takes sometimes years to overcome that.
Sure it does.
And if you let God in from the get-go and let him start to heal that broken heart, he will, and he does.
Yes.
Hey, I'm single now. I'm independent. My heart is healed. I'm open to the Lord bringing that right relationship in my life.
Praise God.
Or making the one that's now the right one. I mean, it's like, there's such a big difference from when you're going through that to when he gets his healing work done.
Yes.
And you are past that, and you can look back and say, I don't know how I ever got through that without those tears in my pillow to God. But he did his work, and he did make my heart whole again. It is possible.
You know, and it's true. It is possible to get past it. And sometimes it is that God renews the love in your heart for even the person that has hurt you. Or that has, and it not necessarily a marriage situation. It could be a friendship. It can be a family member, a parent who has really, really hurt you. And, you know, you vowed that you're never going to talk to them again or never going to be around them again. And it is so amazing, the work of the Prince of Peace, that he can come in. And when you allow him, and this is the key right here, when you allow him to do this work of the transforming you from being bitter and resentful and full of hurt and pain into a place of peace, What an amazing change in your life happened. Cindy, talk to me about this. Nan's typing away in there in the studio. I can see her from the control room, so I assume God's giving her a poem. And so, Cindy, talk to me about this, how God can do this miracle in us.
And it goes all along with the forgiveness.
Yes,
it
does.
When we choose to let him do the work and say, I forgive that person.
Yes.
As much as they hurt me, I still forgive them, and we allow it to be our peace of mind is saying, I choose to forgive.
Right.
And let this stuff go, and let God do that work in my heart, but also the work in that person
mm-hmm.
that did the hurting.
Right.
And it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't necessarily happen instantaneously, but it can.
It can. But then again, there's time, especially the level of the hurt or the pain.
That's true.
Sometimes it takes years to get over some of this stuff. But there does come a time that I can witness to when you can sit back and say, you know, I'm good with that. I'm good with that person. I'm totally okay with all this. God has done it.
Amen.
God has put my heart and my spirit in that place of love. And
that's
still
right.
Be able to love that person and appreciate, you know, whatever you took out of that relationship.
That's right.
Whatever was there between you. I mean, he can make it right. He can patch things up to where, you know, it doesn't have to be a severed relationship. Sometimes it is. But sometimes he restores your heart to a point where, you know, you can still, especially in family, where you can still love that person and get along and.
Oh, absolutely.
It just can't happen without God. As humans, we cannot do it.
No, as humans, we tend to remember everything, you know, and feel the pain of it. Nan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And then, go ahead.
The title of it is You Can Receive, it's from God, You Can Receive Prevailing Peace. I'm here to heal the brokenhearted. I will move in your situations. Watch me. You will be able to travel on your path. You will feel my prevailing peace. You'll be free. You may be doubting these words right now and saying that those people don't understand. Trust me. All three of them have been through much, and it's on my word upon which they stand.
Amen.
Bring your brokenheartedness to me now.
Woo, yes.
You will receive what you need to receive. Will you come unto me this hour? Will of these words you now believe? And it's really interesting, like in what Cindy was just saying, it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. So in this poem where it says you'll receive, but it doesn't necessarily mean overnight. So people need to understand that. But this poem, I really feel strongly, is going out for very specific people, whether it's live or whether it's later.
Right.
The anointing is still on it, whether it's live or whether it's later.
Absolutely.
His anointing is on the shows. And I believe that there's just people that they need to say, wow, I do now want to let go of this. Please help me, God. Help me have the prevailing peace that they're talking about. I want it. And there's
Amen.
People that are really desiring it, but they have so much stuff, they don't know what to do with the stuff. We'll bring it to him, and he'll help them sort it out.
Amen. And you're going to have to stay tuned today and try your best to catch this whole show, because there's a lot that God wants to do today and show you. And before we get Cindy's comment on all of that, we're going to do this song by the group Hillsong, and it is entitled, You Are My Strength.
You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope, hope like no other, hope like no other.
Praise God. Oh, you are my strength, strength like no other. Nan's got a poem, and then we're coming to you, Cindy, for your comments here.
Okay.
Woo, go ahead.
Back up to the beginning of here. I am here for you. Precious little one, I am here for you. Reach out to me for what you need. You will receive this from me. I am here for you. I am here indeed. You may feel that you don't deserve such. It's not about your goodness, but it's about me. You will be empowered by my strength. Trust me. Look to me. You need to receive. You will make it through your strife. I'll give you prevailing peace. It's one of my gifts. Claim it now. Look to me and trust. You will be so renewed and feel so very refreshed.
Oh, praise God. Good word. And it's so good. God is reassuring all of us and our listeners that we can get this peace. It's not something that's elusive. It's not something that we have to be good enough to receive. We're, none of us are good enough. We are simply made right and righteous by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Cindy, talk to us. Woo, good stuff. Mm.
I just think that God wants me to emphasize to the listeners that in that first poem, when he said, the three of us, we are credible.
There you go.
We have the credentials to know that what we're sitting over here saying has substance.
Yes.
We've all been through a lot of junk.
Yeah.
And we came out on the other side of it victoriously with Jesus and his peace.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be saying, oh, it's so bad. They don't understand. You would never believe what I'm going through. Trust me. We understand. We may not know your individual circumstances, but we do know that no matter how bad it seems to you, Jesus can fix it.
Amen.
And
amen.
He can give you that peace that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
And I personally have been in that place of unworthiness and feeling like I am not worth Jesus picking up and cleaning up and putting me where I'm sitting here today. I've been through that many times. But with enough faith to believe, well, just maybe what they're saying is true. Just maybe what this word of God is saying is true.
Amen.
So my challenge to you is, what if it is true? Give it a try. Put the Prince of Peace in your spirit, in your heart. Pray to him. Ask him for the needs that you have.
Amen.
And let him start working on it.
Woo!
He will show you the evidence. You will start to see it in his action.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll start to believe it, and your faith will increase, and each time you go through a situation, you get a little bit more faith each time. The peace comes a little more each time. It takes time. It's a process. But eventually, you'll get to that place of where we're at, where you just know that you know that you know. We've
right.
been through this stuff enough to know every time God is going to show up.
You know,
so, I mean, that's all I can tell the folks is through experience.
Through experience. Yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Cindy, because, yes, it's through the trials and the problems and the pain and the suffering and the being misunderstood or being lied about or whatever. It's through all of the trials in life that we grow, that we learn to trust God. Nan, do you want to comment on that before we go to Psalm 34?
Well, the only thing I think I've shared on the show before, but when I had kind of false allegations made against me and I had to go to court.
Right.
You know, by my ex-husband's wife. And I can remember through all the thing, it was like, and I'm not comparing myself to Joseph, because Joseph went through a lot in his life, you know,
yeah.
being stole by his brothers, a slave, the whole bit, and how God really raised him up. But I kind of felt the Lord show me, you kind of are like Joseph.
Yeah.
And you're going through this stuff. And my mother's like, but they're falsely accusing you. You know, and she got really upset about it, you know.
Because she's your mother.
She's my mama, you know. And so it's like, I sat in that courtroom that day, And God was so with me.
Wow.
And I just wrote all kind of poems.
I bet you
sitting
did.
Sitting there waiting about everything, you know, and everything worked out just great. But that prevailing peace.
Yes.
Of the what could have happened with that.
Right.
Could have caused a lot of inconvenience on my part. Not going to jail, nothing like that, but just inconvenience of circumstances. And God saw me through that with his prevailing peace.
Amen.
Just so calm that I'm not watching it. They said, oh, she's just come in the courtroom. And I look, oh, okay. You know, oh, well, no big deal. You know, I mean, it's like, go up and stand before the judge. No big deal. It is a big deal, but God moved with the prevailing peace in my life at that time for that circumstance and saw me through that. I was that calm that I would just sit there and write poems, waiting for to be called up, you know.
Wow. Cindy, Nan, and I, all of us agree. Psalm 34 starts out with David saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. And what we're talking about is there's a lot of times in our lives that we have all experienced, and some of you out there in Radio Land are experiencing right now, times where you don't feel like praising God because your trial, the suffering that you're going through is so painful. David said here, I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34, verse 1. His praise will always be on my lips. This is a huge key right here to learning how to walk in peace. And verse 2, my soul will boast in the Lord, and let the afflicted hear and rejoice. If you're afflicted today, hear this and rejoice with us. Verse 3 of Psalm 34, glorify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. So in other words, when we are going through things, or maybe we've gone through it and we're still suffering the ramifications from what we've gone through, and the hurt and the bitterness and the resentment is still there, we begin to praise God and thank him no matter how it looks, no matter how it feels. Cindy, you want to comment on this? I love the fact that David starts this psalm that way. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Talk to us, Cindy.
I think that if we praise God in those times and continue to worship him, even if we just sing his song of praise, it minimizes the pain. It minimizes the hurt.
Right.
Because our focus is taken off of the situation and we focus on him.
Right.
So it helps tremendously to get us through those times.
Yes, it does.
And I think, and then when God sees us doing that, he sees our commitment to him and our faith that we are reaching to him for the answer. It just makes it, I don't know, it just minimizes the situation.
It does.
When we get through it, then we can look back and say, wow, praising him in the hard times is so important, not just in the good times.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I want to keep making this point that we all three are making today on the show. No matter how much you've been hurt, no matter how much agony, emotional distress, bad things that have happened to you, no matter how bad it's been, God can bring you to a place of peace. God can, and he wants to. He's Prince of Peace. It reminds me of John chapter 14, verse 27. I was meditating on this verse early this morning. And Jesus says this, peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God gives us peace, and we have the choice to let our hearts continue to be troubled, afraid, back in, well, what if that person does this to me again? What if I put myself out there and I'm sweet, kind, and lovely, and then they step on me again or they hurt me? You know, whoa, one more time. John 14, 27, Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have control over whether or not we're going to let our hearts be troubled, afraid, and go back and relive all the pain of the past. Cindy, talk to me about that, because I know you're going to have to cut away here in a minute. I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
What keeps coming to me is supernatural. And that's
it.
Not peace as we know it in the world's eyes. it's supernatural peace that God gives us that sometimes we don't even understand.
Right.
how we get to that place in our heart or in our spirit, because it's supernatural and it's not meant for the world to understand.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. And because it is, then it takes faith for us to appropriate it. And it's not something that we take lightly. We really get into that relationship with God and say, Lord, I need you to be my Prince of Peace. I need you to heal my broken heart. I need you to take care of these wounds that I've been carrying around, because they're just not pretty. They're not pretty. They're not good. And it causes me to react and not be who I want to be. And a lot of times that's what happens with these wounds. We are so caught up with the past and the thing that has happened, or the many, many myriad of things that have happened, that we can't get to that place of just trusting God, because we're playing the old tapes, so to speak, over and over and over again in our minds. Talk to me about that, Cindy.
Well, I think when we get to that place, it's because we're idle. We're idle in our thinking.
We're idle. Around. Interesting.
We're
idle. That's good.
We're idle. We're lonely. We might be lonely.
Yeah.
We might have too much time on our hands. We sit around and we start thinking about all that junk.
Right.
And we let it take control of our minds.
Yes.
And then it gets into our actions. And then we're right back there where we were. So we have to use our time intentionally focused on our actions and what we're doing with our thoughts, by doing something that's going to help increase our faith, that's going to help us put our trust in Jesus to take care of this stuff. So we need to be reading our word. We need to be socializing with positive people.
Right.
Go to church, get in a service, go to a worship service. So we need to be choosing to do things that are going to help move us forward and keep us in that positive frame of mind. Because if we sit around and allow it, that's what's going to happen. We're going to stay right there and rehash all those memories, all those thoughts, all that bad negative stuff. So I really think we have to make it an intentional choice when we get up every day to say, hey, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of it. I'm moving forward. I'm going to let God get in there and heal this junk, and I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm not going to sit there and wallow in it.
Cindy, you are, you're just a little powerhouse today, and you couldn't have said it any better. That's what we have to do. It's got to be conscious choice. We choose to let go of the past hurts. We choose to ask God to heal our hurts, our brokenness, our resentments, and we choose to forgive. Forgiveness does not mean we agree with what happened. It means we let it go. And we'll talk more about that in the second hour. But we allow God to do the work in us by our choice. And that's what I hear you saying, Cindy. It's a choice. We can stay bitter, resentful, and hurt all our lives. And boy, it'll mess your life up. Or we can choose the Prince of Peace. Woo! Praise God.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's a life choice. It's just like when you get up one day and you say, oh, I'm tired of being overweight. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to the gym. I'm going on a diet, because that's what you choose to do because you want to look better.
Right.
Or feel better, whatever your situation.
But same thing.
The same thing with Jesus.
Yeah.
You have to choose him. You have to choose to believe. You have to choose on faith that he's going to do what his word says he is. And it's the same thing else we do in our daily lives. If we choose to get up and go to work, or if we choose to stay home in bed, everything we do is a choice.
It is. Praise God.
With Jesus and what he says, it's the same thing. We have to choose to believe it, or we have to choose to allow him to come in and do his thing.
Amen. Couldn't have been any better said. Thank you so much, Cindy, for being on the show. We got to cut away in a minute for station ID and then come right back. Listeners, we welcome you to stay with us for the second hour. We've got a lot of powerful stuff ahead. Cindy, you've been such a blessing as always. God bless you. Have a great week. We will chat soon. And thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us today. You are right on, right on, right on. Woo! All right.
Wonderful. My pleasure. Nan, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Ladies, have a lovely afternoon. Take care.
All right. Love you, Cindy. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we welcome you to stay with us here for the next hour. And we also welcome you to join us on Thursday nights for our Go Yard show. That is hitting a home run in life. It's a life counseling and life coaching show with me, Mama Mac, that's my other name, and Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. That's Thursday nights in the Tampa Bay area at 6:06 p.m. on StarCom Media Network. It's heard on Saturdays and Sundays a lot of times. And so check your listings there with StarCom Media. And what a joy. We also want to remind you about our prayer team and Betty. And actually, at this point now, because Betty's going to be recovering for a little while, Shell in our ministry is going to be helping Pastor Jim send out the prayer requests. We get a ton of them, people. We welcome you. Use our free email line. It's prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send in your requests, and Shell or Pastor Jim, and then eventually Betty again, will be writing those prayers out and getting them all out to our prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, it's very simple. Just send us an email, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and say, put me on the prayer team. That's all there is to it. Okay? prayers@bohmglobal.com. That's it. Stay with us for this second hour. All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Cindy Logan from our ministry was with us on the first hour, one of our